Maganda!
Talino!
Yaman!
Yummy!
Katropa! Katropa!
Sikse!
Liglig!
Malaman!
Aba! Patindi!
Fun Group Dynamics!
Oh, oh, wow!
Drive My Car!
Ah! If you know what I mean...
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, mga katropa! It's 7:04! Ito ang Friday edition ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Mark.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Gian.
Ayan. At ako si Classmate Hannah.
Hi, Classmate Hannah. Yo. So, sa ating mga katropa, no, kung kayo yung sumusubaybay sa ating usapan for the whole week, pinag-usapan natin ang 5 levels of drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Very, ano ba, akma ba yan para sa araw na to? Kasi Friday na. Sa tingin niya ba? Or wala namang pinipiling araw to?
Minsan walang pinipili talaga.
Minsan nga, tanghaling tapat,
sige,
diba?
Sige, tropang G, araw-araw.
hindi ako umiinom for everyone's information.
Yeah. Ano to, isang, ba't may alcohol?
Isang beses lang ako
nalasing.
Okay. At uminom.
Let's delve into that later. Ano? So,
sa paglalasing.
So ang ating mga napag-usapan na ay, of course, sober. And then the next level is tipsy. And then the next level is drunk. And then kahapon, pinag-usapan natin ang
Wasted.
So the logical na next step natin, and the last step, of course, to cap off the week, mm-hmm, ay
Hungover.
Okay, so mga katropa, sa inyong ano,
tawa ako, sorry,
mga experience o kaya sa mga naririnig nyo, sa mga kaibigan nyo, pwedeng first-hand experience din actually, what does it mean to be hungover? Katropang Gian.
Yung hungover, I remember it like it was just yesterday.
Was it really yesterday?
No, it was a semester ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ayun. Tapos, what I can remember is, it's in this phase when someone regrets, mm-hmm, of the things that he or she did.
Uh-huh.
Ayun. Sing consequences kasi dito mo na makikita. Kasi nung medyo wasted ka, tsaka nung drunk ka, yung inhibitions mo nawala na, so wala ka ng care.
Mm-hmm.
And nung hangover ka, medyo nagkakaroon ka ng reconciliation of the things that you did.
Ano na, looking back na yung... Ay, may present pain ka, pero looking back, kasama din yung pain mo doon. Ikaw na makatropang cards.
Bakit kailangan may regrets ang hangover? Hindi ba pwedeng na-enjoy mo yung hangover?
Pwede naman.
Na-enjoy mo yung the night you've had before.
Sure. Pero yung nangyari kasi sa akin, no, regretful eh.
Oh, regretful.
We will talk about that at length after. Pero, I don't know. Sa tingin ko kasi, yung traditional, stereotypical hangover na may raging headache.
Mm-hmm.
Na ganun. Hindi ko na experience yun eh, kasi you know, skills joke.
Wow.
Hindi, like
tolerance.
I mean, you can have a hangover na hindi sumasakit yung ulo mo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, when I feel kind of hungover, I don't regret things. Mm-hmm. I just wonder what the heck happened last night. Parang why are there people's names on my phone? Who are they?
Oh!
Mga bagong friend requests sa Facebook.
Last semester yan, di ba?
Yes. Laglagan.
I can confirm it was last semester.
Pero sa Davao yan, di ba?
Oy, tama na.
Joke lang.
Let's stop there, no? Baka magkabunyagan pa tayo sa on-air.
Makwento pa yung mga deepest, darkest
secrets. Sabay pag-check ni katropang Carl sa phone niya, baka nandun pa yung mga pangalang nakasave.
Dinner.
So anyway, so according sa aking research, no, pag may hangover ka, what you experience, the symptoms actually are headache, drowsiness, concentration problems, dry mouth, dizziness, fatigue, gastrointestinal distress, actually.
Nakakatawa yung
kasama pa yung pag-vomit dyan. Absence of hunger. Pwede rin siyang effect actually. Pwede rin depression, really? Sweating, nausea, hyper-excitability, and anxiety. Yeah. Sama, parang puro ano, no? Masama. Oo nga. Kasi nga, parang experience yung pagkakaroon kasi ng hangover is an unpleasant experience talaga. Pareho siyang physiological and psychological. And so, of course, hindi naman puro yung science aspect lang yung pag-usapan natin. Kasi nasa tropang radyo nga tayo, di ba? So, ang una kong katanungan para sa inyo, mga katropa, na related sa pagkakaroon ng hangover, no? Kayo ba yung tipo na pag na-experience nyo na yung after effects nung kasalanan nyo, do you look back with regret? Or do you just look forward to getting yourself better na?
Sino mauuna ka, tropang Gia?
Well,
ayan, mauuna na sino, tropang Gia.
Well, ako talaga, of course, nagregret ako. Tapos, yeah, series of crying. Joke lang. Series of crying. Tapos someone told me na I should start moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos I decided to move forward. Tapos to be better eventually.
Uh-huh.
So feeling ko naman normal yun na pag may ginawa kang masama, tapos feeling mo masama talaga ginawa mo, then you should regret about it. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you should stop regretting and move forward with the improvements that you've learned from the regretting part.
So kung tipong ano, nagka-hangover ka na, inom ko lang maraming tubig, tapos medyo itulog mo na lang.
Oo.
Just look forward. Ikaw, katropang Carl, sa tingin mo ba?
I mean, as with katropang Gian and katropang Walt Disney, we keep moving forward. We keep moving forward. But, I don't know, kasi for me, regret, it doesn't need to happen. I mean, when you have an experience, you're not supposed to regret it. If it's wrong, if you did something wrong, just face the consequences and, you know, learn from it. Kasi when you regret, parang babalik-balikan mo siya ng paulit-ulit.
Sa akin kasi regretting also means na you're recognizing that you have done something wrong. That's why you have to.
Yeah.
So without doing that crucial thing, you can't improve, I guess.
Kasi for me, regret is when you go back to that thing that you did and you wish that you've never done it. You know? I mean, it happened, so deal with it.
Yeah, ako naman. Ganun naman talaga. Dapat, diba? You deal with it.
Just deal with it. Cue the ano, sunglasses na bumaba na, diba?
Thug life. Deal with it.
Exactly. So, mga katropa, meron pa akong ano yun? Nakabinbin na question. Ibabato ko na rin siguro, actually. So, yung pagkakaroon kasi ng ano eh, hangover, it usually happens the day after na.
Yeah.
So parang,
the morning after.
You go out drinking, you drink a little bit too much, you went through all the levels of drunk. Tapos ngayon, ito na yung ano, resulta the day after. So, of course, pagkagising mo, ano ba ginagawa mo? Tumatayo ka, diba? Tumatayo ka. Tapos, you look back, tapos na yung saya. Tapos na yung paghihirap. Tapos na yung hinagpis. Parang you went through so much, diba? Well, actually, depende. Kasi sometimes people drink to have fun and forget. Minsan, people drink to cry and forget. Minsan talagang celebration lang, tapos it just so happens na
you forget.
Yeah, you forget things. So nakahiga ka pa rin, 'di ba? Tapos minamigraine ka rin. Kayo ba mga katropa? Wait lang. Wait, saan nga ba ako papunta?
Saan yung tanong mo?
I'm hungover or something.
Who are you?
On Tommy?
on the Tommy chips? Or on lack of sleep?
Papatulugin po muna natin si DJ.
Kasi po, trabaho po ng trabaho si DJ Mark.
Oh, kung nakita niyo lang po sa kabila. Nako!
Madalas 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. po siya. That's around
11 hours of working.
Don't tell them my schedule. May abangan nila.
Ayan, nabangan po natin si DJ Mark sa labas.
So anyway, medyo tungo na nga tayo sa next segment natin. So mga katropa, as per usual, may kasama tayo mga guest katropas from our BC 100 classes. So for tonight, we're gonna have two ladies from the House of Pinky. So yan ang
hello.
Yan ang inyong abangan sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng College of Social Work and Community Development ang CSWCD Days sa February 23 at 24. Gaganapin ang Wagas na Almusal, Gawad Tandang Sora, at Aral Noon, Aksyon Ngayon, a forum on CSWCD alumni in action sa February 23. Habang ang CSWCD Service Awards at Sports Fest naman sa February 24. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, tumawag sa 927-2308 o sa 929-2477. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng CSWCD sa pagkikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin.
Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko. Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radio.
Yo 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 mga ka-tropa, it's 7:16 in the evening. Nagbabalik tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si ka-tropang Gian.
Ako si ka-tropang Carl.
At ako si ka-tropang Mark. And I'm hungover. Not on alcohol, but some other things. Kasi hindi lang naman alcohol yung pwede natin ika-hangover, di ba? So mga ka-tropa, as promised, meron tayong mga ladies from the House of Pinky! Yo-yo-yo mga ka-tropa!
Yo-yo-yo mga ka-tropa, ako si ka-tropang Sam.
Yo-yo-yo mga ka-tropa, ako si ka-tropang Yani.
Yan, ka-tropang Yani and ka-tropang Sam. So, katropang Sam and katropang Yani.
Yes.
So, tell us a little about yourself. No? Ano na year nyo? Anong course nyo?
Oh, we have the same answer because we're blockmates.
First year, VA Broadcast Communication.
Alright! So, freshies kayo pareho?
Yes.
Yay! Let's go, freshies! Okay. Let's go, blockmates! So, wait lang, nata.
Nahirapan ka ba?
Nasawa na lang si Katropang Mark.
Katropang Mark, ang sinun mo nga gawin ay magtatanong.
Oh, thank you, Katropang Carl. I didn't know what the next step was. So, kayo ba mga katropa, mga guest katropas natin, no? Have you ever been hungover?
Sam. Personally, I haven't been hungover. Mm-hmm. I haven't experienced the feeling. Mm-hmm. Ikaw?
Yeah, I think
you have.
Yeah. Ako nakakaalala.
But you've been drunk before.
Ako hanggang tipsy lang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chill lang. Pero si Katropang Sam, mukhang maraming kwento yata si Katropang Sam.
Oh, no. Memories.
So, kay Katropang Sam muna tayo.
Okay.
So, usually ba, pag may hangover ka, meron ka bang ginagawa na remedies para mawala yung pagkakaroon mo na hangover?
Subukan kong magbasa. Mga, as in, hindi ACADS, ganyan, para malibang-libang. Try ko.
Nagbabasa ka?
No? As in, hindi kasi, para, hindi ko naisipin ko ano yung nangyari. As in, kasi may hindi ako mag-overthink ng mga bagay-bagay. Eh,
mm-mm.
Pag nakainom, as in, di ako nakaalala kung ano nangyari, ganyan. So, para hindi na ako mapraning kung, para hindi ko naisipin kung anong ginawa ko that the other night. Tara, yun, I keep myself busy.
So, napansin ko, no, na yung sagot mo ay hindi medically related. Mas ano siya eh, no, sa ano, sa yung thinking. So sa tingin mo ba pag nagkaka-hangover ka eh mas mas ginugusto mong ma-remedy yung mental anguish mo kaysa sa physical anguish?
Kasi wala naman physical, wala naman akong physical na nararamdaman na problem.
So
carry lang.
So parang pag nagka-hangover ka, hindi naman yung splitting headache or yung medyo nasusuka ka.
Hindi.
Fairness sa'yo.
Strong, nagsuchores pa ako noon.
Ah, lakas. sige, ikaw naman katropang Yani, ang tanong ko sa'yo, kasi hindi ka pa nahahangover hanggang yes. Tipsy lang. Is it a choice or is it parang,
oh,
ayaw mo lang siya?
I recover fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pero the thing is, like, I get tipsy fast, but I recover fast. So, hindi ko siya, it's hard for me to reach that level. But I don't mm-hmm. try to. I mean, I mm-hmm. don't have any reason to naman ngayon.
To
so,
get
like,
wasted.
Yeah. Wala.
So, usually, hindi ka naman yung tipong gusto mo maging wasted.
No. Feeling ko kasi I'll regret it after. Because it really sucks for other people.
Uh-huh.
So like, not right now. Ayoko experience right now.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, si Katropa, Carl. Up with attention show. So, tungo na lang tayo sa ano naman. Have you ever had to take care of friends na may hangover?
Girl.
Ako.
Para si Katropang Sam. Si Katropang Yari. Para,
dati.
So, kamusta naman yung experience na yun?
Nakapanik siya kasi andun na yung parents, ganyan. Tapos kailangan wag makang maayos.
So, nahatid niyo na siya sa bahay niya?
Hindi. Karang galing sa isang birthday party. Tapos, andun yung sundo, ganyan. So, syempre, kailangan maayos tignan.
Okay. Sige. So, ano muna, no? Medyo mag-backtrack tayo ng konti sa mga discussion natin nung huli. Kasi, well, you have experience na being intoxicated with alcohol, nasabi niyo kanina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ngayon naman, mga katropa, what other things do you think are you susceptible to being drunk to? Anong nakakalasing para sa inyo? Aside from alcohol.
Well, I choose not to, but nalalasing ako sa ACADS.
Sa ACADS?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, why do you think nakakalasing siya? Ano yung quote-unquote symptoms na masasabi mo na parang sobra na ako sa ACADS, nalalasing na ako dito?
I think na parang, number one, pag hindi mo na ine-enjoy, or like, it's not about learning na, it's just about the grade. So, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the factors. Tapos parang, if you think na, like, wala ka ng time for other priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it's not, ACADS shouldn't be your life. You should have mm-hmm. other stuff also. I mean, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yun, if you don't have time for other stuff na, like, your orgs, your friends, ganun.
Yun yung, ano, manifestation ng pagiging drunk. Ikaw naman, katropang Sam, so tingin mo, what makes you drunk na hindi alcohol?
Ano nga ba? Kasi yun, parang ganun din yun. Mm-mm. Yun din yung ano ko yung una kong naisip kanina.
Academics parang,
din.
Mm-mm. So sayo naman ano yung manifestations nun? Pag nasasabi
na
ako.
Pag umiiyak na ako ng like at 10 a.m. ganyan to my mm-hmm. friends ganyan. Ayoko na ganyan.
10 a.m.? 10 a.m.?
Mga ganyan. As in, mga umaga ganyan. As in, umaga. After class ganyan. Iyak na lang ako dun na. Sa ano, labas ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Ingit ako sa schedule niya bigla kasi 10 a.m. wala pa siyang class.
Actually, may mga ganun din.
Okay. O, may ingit ka pa rin katropang Carl.
Ito yung may ingit 1 p.m. na ito classes ko.
Sige. Ikaw na.
Pero magtatrabaho ka na kaya 8 to 5 ka na rin.
Or hanggang 8 actually kasi may tropa ka pa. So anyway, dahil nasabi niyo na no, kung ano yung pwede kayo maging drunk. Do you think you've ever been to the point na wasted ka na and naging hungover ka na dun sa pagiging intoxicated nyo sa academics?
Like how? Like
Kasi diba, kanina nasabi natin yung pagiging hungover, yun yung after the fact na. So, after na nagsaya ka na, mm-hmm. after na pinagdaanan mo na yung stage na lasing ka na, wala ka ng control sa sarili mo, tapos naging wasted ka na, na totally, ano ko na, you're vomiting.
You're vomiting readings.
You're vomiting the readings. Yung parang kumbaga parang dun sa manifestation nung sa academics, parang sinusuka mo na dahil sumusobra na yung academics mo, diba?
Mm-mm.
So, ano yung manifestation nun sa pagiging, ano yung counterpart na pagkakaroon niya ng hangover?
Oh. Okay, so parang yung academics kasi naman, that's like the time na parang we're drinking, gano'n. So parang medyo, parang opposite siya of drinking itself. So parang stressed kami noon, gano'n.
Yes.
So yung manifestation of hangover, super saya.
Ah, saya mo na.
Yeah, tapos you get to hang out na with friends, gano'n. Tapos yung actual drinking happens.
It's a cycle pala, no?
It's a vicious cycle.
After being intoxicated in ACADS,
you get intoxicated.
Alcohol. Aha, ganun. Treat yourself.
Oh, ikaw naman katropang Sam. Oh, ikaw katropang Sam.
Kasi pareho lang kasi lagi kayong magkasama sa mga hohol-hohol with the block ganyan. So, yun, similar experience, no?
Or like we concentrate on orgs na after.
Okay. Okay, so ito naman, no, isa pang mga sa mga gusto nating malaman. Kasi merong ano yan eh. Merong kumbaga mga quote-unquote strategies para pag yung morning after hindi masakit yung ulo mo or wala kang hangover. Minsan yan yung kakain ka dapat hindi ka iinom ng gutom o kaya yung kumbaga meron pa silang ano diyan eh. Yung patawag doon, beer before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Alam niyo ba yan?
Ayan, Sam.
Yung logic nun, kasi pag inuna mo daw yung beer sa liquor or yung hard drinks, mas yun yung nakaka-hangover or yung nakakapag-wasted sa'yo. So, unahin mo daw dapat hard drinks bago ka mag-beer. So mga katropa, take note of that. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano yan, ha? Kung it applies to all. Pero sinasabi ng mga tao yan. So, you can try, but don't get your hopes up masyado. Just try it out. So, kayo ba?
Try it out if you're 18 and above.
Yes, be responsible.
We're not advocating
drinking. 18 kami by the way. So,
okay, that's good that we cleared that up. So, kayo ba mga katropa? Kasi nga, nagmagit nyo kanina, you get drunk in academics. So, looking back, ano sa tingin nyo yung mga healthy options yun naman na yung counterpart ng ganun na parang kakain ka din bago ka mag maging part na para maiwasan mo yung pagkakaroon ng ng hangover.
Okay. Mm-mm. I guess number one, you have to have like a good support system going into stuff like that na alam mo talaga na okay, kung sobrang magiging stressful na to, I have people to back me up or something. Tapos
maganda yung ako fina-follow ko as in nag-work sa akin na parang may list ako as in order kung ano yung dapat i-follow ganyan para alam ko kung paano ako gagalaw sa mga bagay-bagay.
So parang counterpart niyan yung nakikita ko, yung pacing, 'di ba?
Time management.
Kasi meron yung tips, isa pang tip sa mga sa mag-i-intake ng mga alcohol. Ano yan, wag mo yung bibiglain.
Ayun.
Kasi yun talaga yung nakaka-ano dyan eh. Nakakapatay. Yung diretso. Hindi mo pa nararamdaman. Parang pag kumain ka ng maraming pagkain, hindi mo mararamdaman na busog agad. Parang it all, you feel it all in isang bagsak.
That's so true.
Kasi
I thought I wasn't getting drunk. So, and people were forcing me to still drink. And usually naman, I don't really give in when people tell me to drink because I really don't like drinking. But during this particular night, I gave in and just drank. Tapos sabi ko, so what's this? I'm not really feeling drunk.
I'm really strong.
Yeah, like for half an hour, half ganyan. Inom lang ako ng inom ganyan. Tapos, biglang
yun na. Hindi na ako maka, hindi na ako makatayo, hindi na ako maka ano. English na, English.
Oh my God, relate mo.
Relate na relate si katropa ng Sam dyan. So yan, mga katropa, yung ating huling habili, no? Well, para sa ano na lang, sa segment na ito, pace yourselves, guys. Yan. So, maraming salamat katropang Yanni at katropang Sam sa pagsama sa amin sa aming usapang hangover. So, meron ba kayong gustong batiin before we let you go?
Oh.
Yung block po namin.
Ayan. Ito na naman.
Sinabihan niyo ba sila? Makinig.
Oh, they're always listening.
Ah, all right. That's good, that's good.
Ho-hol sila.
Ayan, guys, ha?
Hangout na. So, narinig niyo yung mga sinabi namin, ha? So, keep that in mind. At of course, pag nakita namin kayo sa labas, huwag kayo mahiya sa amin na batil lang kami.
Yes. Mm-mm.
Kasi, once a katropa,
always a katropa!
Alright. So, mamaya, sa ating pagbabalik, magbasa tayo ng mga tweets mula sa ilang mga kasali natin sa Twitterverse. Ayan. Sorry.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just...
hungover.
I'm drunk with happiness.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Yan. So, yan. Ang inyong aabangan sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad. Yo!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 602. Kasali ka!
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng Kolehiyo de San Juan de Letran kasama ang Advertising Foundation of the Philippines ang AdSpeak, a student convention on values advertising. Ito ay gaganapin sa March 3, 2017 sa Kolehiyo de San Juan de Letran Student Center Auditorium. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, tawagan o i-text si Irish sa 0935-133-7298 o si Azel sa 0977-764-6106. Ang AdSpeak 2017 ay hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo de San Juan de Letran sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, mga katropa, 7:31 na, nagbabalik ang Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Tropang Carl.
Ako si Katropang Gian.
At ako si Katropang Mark. And kanina nga, sinabi ko, thank you nga pala ulit kay Katropang Sam at kay Katropang Yanni for joining us sa ating usapang hangover. And of course, meron tayong mga katropa sa Twitterverse.
Twitter.
So, yan. So, tignan natin yung kanilang mga sinasabi. Ano. At sorry kasi walang presence muna yung ating... Tropang Radyo Twitter handle, pero of course we'll get back to you on that. And so mga katropa, hanap tayo, no? Isa dito, wait.
Ano sinasabi na ating Twitterverse?
Sabi sa atin ng ating Twitterverse, eto si katropang Joyce, nag-tweet siya 1 minute ago lang. Sabi niya, I get hungover minsan kapag second week after sweldo. Tipong mamimiss yung panahon na marami pang pera.
Oh. We feel that too. Joke lang.
Relate na relate. And, at sumasakit ang ulo niya pag pecha de peligro na and she can't afford anything and she regrets lahat ng binagastosan niya. Hashtag House of Cheeto. we feel you, katropang Joyce.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Uh-huh. Yan, nag-react din si katropang Leon Brian Nicolas. Sabi niya, Ayana, wag daw bibiglain. Nakakamatay. Yan. So,
oh, no.
Mayroon pa sinabi si katropang Joyce din. Oh, si katropang Joyce, sabi niya, I think I can relate hangover with nostalgia. I have this afterthought or after feeling when something is over. And one last, kay katropang Leon Brian din to. Sabi niya, you should detach yourself from the reality and get a lot of thinking from different perspectives. Hashtag House of Cheeto. Yan. So check natin mamaya kung meron pa tayong mga additional na mga contributions mula sa ating mga katropas online. Pero ngayon, tungo na tayo sa mga sarili natin, mga katropa. No? Bye-bye, katropang Hannah. Ingat ka. Have a nice weekend. And so kanina no, sagot ni na katropang Yani at katropang Sam sa kanilang version ng pagiging drunk ay yung sa academics. So pag nagka-hangover sila, nagiging masaya sila. Kasi parang afterthought na, oh my God, thank God it's over. Ganun. So kayo yeah. ba mga katropa, yun muna, what do you get drunk on na hindi alcohol?
I see. Siguro pwede rin dyan yung mga toxic relationships. From what I heard. From what I heard, it takes considerable time for people to recover from bad relationships, toxic relationships, and that it drains them. Tapos, dun lang sa pagkakataon lang na iyon na malalaman, parang dun lang tayo magkakaroon ng hinagap sa lahat ng mga pinaggagawa nating hindi pala tama. Yung akala natin ganyan maganda nung time na yun, yung pala during that time hindi pala. Having the benefit of hindsight. So parang regret din. Parang at least you can analyze what you did before. Tapos now you can improve. After that, after being hangover, I'll tell you guys, you'll get stronger.
From experience.
Yeah. From experience, katropang Gian.
Oh, that bad, that one bad relationship.
Ah, so inamin mo na rin. Hindi siya from what I've heard.
Well, parang game naman siya. I-share yan. So, thank you, katropang Gian. Kau naman, katropang Carl. What's your version of your choice of...
Toxins?
Poison.
Poison, okay. It's not really poison, but I get drunk on ideas.
Ideas,
like, I'm the kind of person na very introverted. And then, kung ano-ano na lang ideas pumapasok sa ulo ko. Parang, yeah. Oh, I should write this story. I should make this movie. I should do this. I should do that.
Yes. Related to overthinking.
Yeah. Okay. And you kind of get drunk on the idea that you're gonna be great after when you do these things. But then,
yeah.
You kind of wake up in the morning. So, dun sa version natin na hangover, kind of wake up in the morning na nare-realize mo na, ay, parang hindi ko magagawa yun. And then, you're trying to get back to the ideas that you've had. So, yun yung version ko ng pagiging drunk. Yung being drunk on ideas. And, yun nga, hindi naman siya, and at the end of the day, pag nagising na ako sa morning, hindi naman, wala namang feeling ng regret eh. Parang may feeling lang na gusto mong hanapin ulit yung ideas na yun, yung feeling na yun.
Very, ano yun, no? Different perspective. Parang napaisip din ako kasi yung ano naman, alcohol, hindi naman siya talagang really, really evil, I think. Tama ba?
But, sa katawan, scientifically, yung katawan ba natin talagang tinatanggap yung alcohol or no? It is not.
I don't think we are the right person to ask.
Yeah, we don't really know.
We're not Health Republic or Health Matters. You can watch them throughout the week.
Watch.
Watch out for them.
Pero in that sense, kasi parang nung sinabi ko kahapon na not yung anything that is too much, anything can be a poison. It's just a matter of the dosage, diba?
Yes.
Anything can kill you.
So anything.
Anything you, in excess.
Everything in moderation, essentially.
Yeah.
It's okay lang naman. Ako naman, sa tingin ko yung version ko ng pagiging drunk ay sa power.
Power.
Oh, very ano yun, no? Very
I smell a Slytherin here.
Very stereotypical. Hindi ko naman sinasabi na ako sa sarili ko yung nagiging drunk on power. Pero, nagiging, ano siya eh, it's a form of intoxication na mahirap makaget over dun sa hangover na nakakos nun. Mm-hmm. Kasi yung mga tao na drunk with power, usually they look for more and more. Yeah. Hindi sila nasa-satisfy na
they're not content na.
Hindi lang ito yung position nila, hindi lang ito yung money na kaya nila, hindi lang ito yung influence na meron sila. They keep on looking for more ways of improving, of expanding their power. Na pag dumating na sila dun sa point na nag-downfall na sila, na yung sobrang drunk in power, ay yan, they topple, yung sistema nila, nilalabas na yung mga masasamang bagay, pati yung mga pinaghirapan niya na kung isipin mo ay magandang bagay naman. Kasi if you think about it, power and influence with the right, when given into the right hands, ay very ano din, beneficial sa maraming tao, mm-hmm. diba? Pero kung sa ganung pagtingin nga na you're drunk with it, na consume ka lang ng consume, it's all ano eh, going to you lang eh. Na kumbaga, it's a very selfish thing to do. Na pag yung dumating ka na dun sa stage na wasted and hungover ka na, yun yung very humbling experience na.
Ah, yes.
Diba? So tingin ko, mahirap din kasi yung pumunta dun sa stage na yun. Kasi minsan yung mga people na drunk on power, they just die at the top of their, ano,
yes.
their drunkenness.
Sic semper tyrannis.
Mm-mm, diba? What does that mean, Katropon?
Translate.
From Latin, it means thus always to tyrants. Sinabi to, allegedly, ni Brutus, sorry, kay Julius Caesar. Parang, walang patutunguhan ng mga tyrants kundi kamatayan.
Oh,
and as you can see, at least, history tells us, they do die. So, what we're experiencing right now,
well, you know, technically, tyrants are human beings, so...
Yeah, eventually, unless, they will die.
Unless they've developed some sort of immortality pill or whatever,
yeah, pero
they
I mean,
will die.
Pangit na klaseng pagkamatay.
Ayan, mga katropa, no? So, when you get drunk on power, sometimes you don't get the opportunity to look back and, yeah, I was so drunk. It was so, I was so happy when I was there, but all the pain and suffering is not worth it, diba?
So you were, that this is from actual experience?
No. Actually, parang, ano.
Not yet.
So don't take my word for it, no? Pero it's a way I see it. So mga taong gano'n na minsan, kasi talaga, pag yung power mo ay yung nasa top na talaga, yung... May tendency din kasi na yun yung it's what keeps you alive. Eh. Kumbaga, at the top of your influence and your power, nasa'yo pa rin yun. Pero kasi, I think pag yung sa buhay mo ay hindi ka naka-experience nung pagiging humble, it's a life that's not lived to the fullest. Kasi I believe na talaga na yung happiness talaga ay yung binibigay mo sa ibang, yung, kumbaga, you lived your life for others din. Well, ako lang yun, ha. Baka yung ibang tao, mga happy naman sila dyan.
Pero,
in power, baka yun talaga yung happiness nila. Pero, ano, looking back din, parang humans din kasi tayo na we're social beings. You can't, no man is an island. Diyan na tayo sa mga, I'm drunk on stereotypes.
Balik na tayo sa Sockside 2.
Pero ang ganda ng idea that
correct.
A hangover can be humbling.
Correct.
Can be a humbling experience. That when you've gone through the stages of drunk, when you've gone through any cycle, and then at the conclusion of it, parang nagiging humble
ka.
Kasi either you've learned something new, or you learned that, or you know that you have to keep moving forward. Ganun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang you can't go back to that. para mahirap bumalik doon, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. I mean for some things madaling balikan, pero for a lot of things,
yes,
na sinabi natin ideas or like power or mm-hmm. akads, mahirap balikan yeah. yung pagiging drunk doon sa mga ganung bagay. So mm-hmm. at the end of it all, parang when you're hungover, may humbling experience. Parang may natutunan naman ako or mm-hmm. you know.
So in a sense, para din pala siyang purging mm-hmm. of the self, no? Mm-hmm. Cleansing of the self.
Mm-mm. So yan ang ating pag-uusapan na, no, sa ating pagbabalik. Kasi merong
logical conclusion.
The logical conclusion, of course, pag may hangover ka, of course, merong mga steps and remedies para ma-alleviate yung ating mga nararamdaman. And of course, to get back on our feet and live another day. Yan ang ating babalikan sa pagbabalik ng Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pagtubig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin. Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Naalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni Chonchon?
Ay, napakasaya nun! Pati yung graduation ni Lin sa kolehiyo.
Naku, nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon.
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi ka nila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mong naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa! It is 7:45, huling hiritan na for the week dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si Katropang Mark.
Ako si Katropang Carl.
At ako si Katropang Gian.
At usapang hangover pa rin tayo, mga katropa. Dahil nga pinag-usapan natin this week ang 5 levels of drunk.
Of Kadiri na you.
Oh, Kadiri na you. So kung napansin niyo ating pub mat, yun ang kanyang baybayin alibata. Kadiri na you. Witty, no? Iba rin. So mga katropa, syempre, dahil mahal-mahal namin ang ating mga katropa sa Twitterverse, magbasa tayo ng ilang mga tweets nila. Katropang Carl, ano bang mga nahanap mo dyan?
Yan, sabi ni Katropang Baby G, hangovers are for contemplating. Hehe, hehe. Hashtag House of Ivy. Sabi niya, wait, on second thought, siya ulit ah, man is never contented, so I think we also get drunk on bettering our lives.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Oh, amazing. Ito naman si katropang Alexandra Ulanday, sabi niya, I think I can acquaint the concept of drunk with having too much attachment with wrong people or things. At sa huli, kala mo masaya ka, pero sa totoo lang, talo ka. Hashtag House of Cheeto.
Totoo yan. Nangyayari
based
yan.
On experience ba ito, katropang Gian? Ito, katropang Carl, no? Ano yung sabi ni katropang BBG? Yan sabi niya.
Ang ganda-ganda naman ng at tropang BBG.
Ah, yung, which one? Hangovers are, wait, on second thought, wait. Man, is never yun.
Ay, nasabi mo na yata ito.
Oo, nasabi ko na yan.
Anyway.
Favorite ka namin ngayon.
Nakadalawa ka na. Kasi, we're drunk right now. Hindi, actually,
no, we're not.
No, we're not, not on alcohol, but on happiness kasi marami tayong kasama ng mga katropa online.
On a Friday night.
Mm-mm. So mga katropa, balik na tayo sa ating usapan. No? At of course, thank you sa mga katropas natin online, sa Twitter. Keep on tweeting. At ating mababasa din yan in the next few opportunities. So mga katropa, kanina no, pinag-usapan na nga natin yung pagkakaroon ng remedy ng hangover. At napag-usapan na rin natin yung it's a chance to contemplate on what has transpired and first step to moving on and getting back to our feet. Hmm. So mga katropa, kasi isa sa mga sinasabing remedies no sa pagkakaroon ng hangover is rehydration. Kasi yung alcohol daw ay something that dehydrates you.
Wow.
So kahit inom ka ng inom, nadidehydrate ka dahil alcohol siya.
Oo.
So isa yun sa mga sintomas, dehydration and kakulangan ng tubig sa sistema. And because we are a certain huge percent na water, ilang percent ba katropang Carl?
60?
Are you 60 sure?
70?
More or less, no?
Let's not...
hindi ako trustworthy.
Hindi pala less.
Alala natin.
More.
Pero malaking percentage yan. So we need, ano nga, dati 8 lang, pero dumami na yata, 10 glasses 10 to of 12, water. Oh. 10 glasses of water na yan. So isa sa mga potentially beneficial na mga remedies para maka-alleviate ng symptoms ng pagkakaroon ng hangover ay ang rehydration. So mga katropa, sa tingin nyo ba, yung may mga nabanggit na kayo kanina, no, si katropang Gian, sa being drunk on love, si katropang Carl naman is yung being drunk on ideas. Kayo ba, mga katropa, sa tingin nyo,
Carl.
Ano yung version nyo ng pag-rehydrate when you are hungover? Kumbaga kasi, di ba, merong nawawala sa atin pag when we're drunk, something that is essential to us. Sa tingin nyo ba, ano yung version nyo na yung nawawala sa iyo pag drunk ka dun sa pinagkakadrunkan mo? Tapos, how do you rehydrate, kumbaga, or get that back into your life?
Pretty much self-love.
Self-love.
Huwag ka mag-alala.
Kasi parang, ano, ganun. Since diba, pag nagmamahal ka, so syempre, unahin mo yung mahal mo. Mm-mm. So parang, you think it's actually good to just think of the other person rather than think of yourself.
Yes.
But, katulad na matagal na sinasabi ng aking nanay at sinabi ko rin sa aking mga kaibigan bago ko naranasan.
Looking back.
Ang hindi ka makakamahal ng isang tao kung hindi mo mahal ang sarili mo. Hindi mo mainam o maayos na mamamahal ang isang tao kung hindi mo mahal ang sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
So, it begins with the self. So, I mean, I think it's pretty logical nga na na hindi ka you won't get the love that you deserve if you don't love your first self.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself first. So someone's drunk right now.
At nag-agree din ako, no? So I'm pretty much drunk on happiness again. So yun yung version mo, katropang Gian. Self-love. Mm-hmm. Filling yourself with love.
Attachment and dignity. Self-dignity.
Oo, actually.
Kasi wala ka ng pakialam, may mapahiya ka, di ba?
Ang daming feels yung katropa yung Gian ngayong gabi.
Oo, no? Kasi love yan eh, of course.
He's drunk on love eh.
He's drunk on love again? baka naman drunk on something else, but the good kind of drunk naman. Ikaw,
productivity.
Thank you, katropang Gian. Ito,
tumihimik ka na daw, katropang Gian.
Ikaw, katropang Carl, kasi nasabi mo kanina yung pagiging drunk on ideas. Sa tingin mo ba yung version mo ng pagiging drunk and hungover doon, is it necessarily something bad? At bad siya dahil may nawala na sa sarili mo?
It's not bad, it's sad.
Not necessarily bad, just sad.
I mean,
are you rhyming?
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm gonna try to make sense of what I've just said.
Alright, go ahead.
It's sad kasi when you're drunk on ideas and you realize that you're not yet capable of doing those things that you want to do, parang nalulungkot ka na parang ay sayang, sana may ganito na, sana may ganyan. Or sana may certain set of conditions na nag-exist para magawa ko yung bagay na yun. Well, it's sad because sa isang perspective, yung kung anong condition mo ngayon, it shouldn't hinder you from doing what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But from a pragmatic perspective, medyo tama rin naman yun. Na parang siguro it's not yet the right time to do those ideas or to do those things that you want to do. And siguro pagpupunta tayo dun sa cure for hangover or your rehydration, my version of rehydration would be to focus my attention on something else. You mm-hmm. know, maybe an idea that's doable or a much more practical idea.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, but, you know, the thing is, nandun pa rin yung idea na yon, yung mga gusto kong gawin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko lang sila ginagawa kasi wala pa yung conditions
na
nandyan para magawa ko sila.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yan. So, ang isang katanungan ko siguro, no, na siguro ay, I think is a perfect question to cap off our week of discussion tungkol nga sa five levels of drunk, which we will conclude with hangover. Mga katropa, kasi isa to sa mga madalas na naririnig natin na sinasabi ng mga taong either drunk, wasted, or hungover na. Sinasabi nila, oh, I'm never gonna drink again.
Oh, please.
At minsan, it rings true, pero most of the time, hindi rin. So, kayo ba mga katropa? So, meron nga kayong, yung pagkaka-intoxicate nyo. On love and ideas. Kayo ba, mga katropa, masasabi nyo ba na, oh, I'm never gonna get drunk on love or on I'm never gonna get drunk on these ideas ever again?
Yes. Kasi if it's, first of all, if it's something that's really toxic and if it's something that's really harming you, there's a really huge chance na when you're hungover dun sa bagay na yun, you will never do it again.
Mm-mm.
But when it benefits you, siguro akad, ganun, for mm-hmm. example, or thesis ko, na yeah. hindi pa sinusulat yung sarili niya. you kind of have to go back there.
Yeah.
You kind of have to go back there or darating yung opportunity na kailangan mong balikan yun or babalikan mo lang talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with that. But uh-huh. yun nga, when it's bad for you, mataas yung chance na hindi mo na siya gagawin ulit.
Alright. Tingin ko katropang Carl, katropang Gian, do you think masasabi mo sa sarili mo na I've been drunk on love and I'm never gonna get drunk on love again?
I think so. I mean, kasi
you think?
I think and I hope and uh-huh. I pray so.
Yeah.
Kasi tama si katropang Carl eh. I mean, if you went through toxicity and mm-hmm. pain and suffering, I guess you wouldn't go through it again.
Uh-huh.
Having hindsight, the mm-hmm. benefit of hindsight, mm-hmm. you won't go through it. It's like, pag hinawa ka mo to, tapos napaso ka, hindi mo na gagawin ulit. I mean, uh-huh. tendency, generally.
Uh-huh.
So,
if you have common sense, ganun. Hindi mo na siya hawakan.
At saka sana kung may self-love din kayo. Huwag nyo na pong balikan siya. Kasi
oh,
minsan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Minsan, nahabol ka pa niya.
Grabe si Katropang Gian, makahugot niya, mga revelation, ha?
At least nga si Katropang Gian yung hinahabol at hindi siya yung nakahabol.
Mm-hmm.
Wala na siyang problema dun sa department na
wow, hindi naman.
Pero parang hindi na naman siya nag-enjoy masyado, so quits lang.
No.
Anyway, maraming salamat mga katropas for joining us through the five levels and stages of drunk kadiri na
tomorrow ay healthy na kayo.
Yes, dahil it's not the end yeah. kung nagka-hangover ka. It's an opportunity nga to look back and mm-hmm. to say to yourself na, yes, I've been through all of this and napaggawa ko na siya. Nothing we can do about it, but move on.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Live another day. So, mga katropa, gusto ko lang sabihin, no, this is the first time na ang tatlong makikisig na mga katropa ay nagsama-sama. So, I wanna commemorate this Friday. As
for the bros.
For the bros.
For the bros.
Uh-oh. Ayan. So maraming salamat mga katropas online din sa pag-participate nyo sa ating usapan kahit na tayo mismong tropang radyo ay walang participation dyan online. We're very thankful sa inyo guys. So sana ay patuloy pa rin ang inyong pag-tweet. And of course, maraming salamat din kay katropang Raymond, kay na katropang Julius at katropang Jerry, ating mga technicians. At of course, sa ating mga guest katropas, si Katropang Sam, si Katropang Yani.
At yung bigla na lang sumulpot dito.
Oh, si Katropang Hana.
Cutie.
Yes. So, makinig pa rin po kayo sa mga susunod pang mga episodes ng Tropang Radyo. For next week po, eh, meron tayong dalawang roasts. Dahil magsa-celebrate tayo ng dalawang birthdays. Isa na dyan ay ang kay Katropang Gian na we would want to greet an advanced happy birthday.
Ay, salamat.
Hindi na namin sasabihin kung kailan. Baka kasi ayaw niyang ipasabi. Okay lang ba?
Sige, okay lang naman.
Bukas na ang kanyang birthday. So, have a great one, Katropang Gian.
Thank you.
Kung gusto mo magka-hangover, okay lang naman. Pero kung ayaw mo, okay lang din.
It's your... Hangover na lang sa love ng family.
Yes! Yes. Oh, tsaka sa mga katropa.
Make sure to hydrate with self-love.
Yes.
Oh, yan. So mga katropa, kung sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka,
sa Tropang Radyo,
kasali ka na,
katropa ka pa! Bye-bye. Good night! Have a great weekend!
Bye-bye! Happy people power!